life that you never expected before.
Find out more at organdonations.ca or phone toll free 866-949-0003.
My goal is to somehow let everybody in the world know about organ donations and have everyone talk to their family about donating an organ.
Find out more at organdonations.ca.
Hello, and you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM on a Monday night. Normally, the show is called This Side of Monday with your host, Becky, here, but my name is Ben. I'm taking over for tonight. Thanks, Becky, for letting me do it. Tonight is a very special edition of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We're going to be with you for the next hour and a half, live in studio with us, just setting up. It's going to be on very, very shortly. Julie Darant, she is, you know him, you love her. I don't know what else to say. Before that happens, I'm going to play some music. She's just doing her very last sound check right now. This is a band from Toronto, Ontario, October Man.
We're talking cliches. They wear the same clothes, they talk in cliches. You never know when things are going our way. But I gotta get mine to clear out.
All right, you're listening to a very special edition of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the big program tonight, live in studio, we have somebody very, very exciting. A Juno Award winner in 2000, Polaris Music Prize nominee last year. Live with us right now, she's going to play a fantastic set, Julie Doran.
Oh, that's me. All right, now. Now? You ready, Fred?
Give it to it.
Okay. Let's just start then. Well, here we are. Okay, you can probably take my voice down a little tiny bit, please. Oh, yeah. Hello, Vancouver. Woo! That's my my producer over there at the drums. My life producer. Keeps me on track most of the time. Which would be Fred Squire on drums, by the way, for everyone out in Radio Land. Okay, here we go.
Oh, heavy snow, bury me tonight in the place where our bikes lie. Lovers in the nighttime, lovers in the day.
On CITR, Julie Doran and Fred Squire. Normally, we don't have a big crowd like this. It's great.
It's nice. It's really nice. Awesome. Yeah. We've got a nice crowd in here.
Are you more
today.
Comfortable playing in front of people, you think, than just two?
Well, we're, you know, it's pretty comfortable when you're just home in the bedroom, but or the living room, I mean. But this is really nice. Very intimate. Yeah. But I mean, as opposed to playing. Yeah, no, I'm comfy.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very comfy.
Awesome.
But it's very different, definitely, than being like on a stage.
Because you've done a lot of just radio stuff where you're probably just singing to like a wall
or something? No.
Yeah, we have. We've done that quite a bit as well. We've done a lot of radio stuff. Yeah. We should be a lot better at it.
Yeah. That sounded great.
Actually, I'm warmed up now. That was like the, you know, the 5 minutes of cardio. Yeah. We should have started with like a jogger.
Why don't you keep going with another song?
Yeah, we'll just keep playing.
We'll come back and talk more, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because sometimes when you're doing it on the radio, you kind of forget that maybe you could just do a bunch in a row and then just talk. But
you can totally do that if you
want. It's funny, yeah.
The best thing about your live show that I was thinking is your bantering has always been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I guess it used to be. I don't do any much more banter anymore, hey.
You should,
though. It depends on the situation. Like when we're opening for bands, there's no time for banter. Yeah. Because you only have like
on Friday night you didn't get to do much, but
because we were jam packed with hits. We didn't have time.
You have to take requests, and people were, you know.
I like taking requests a lot. I'm.
You might be doing that tonight now.
Maybe, yeah. I'm usually bummed if I don't know how to play it, but I usually try to know how to play them. But I was bummed that I didn't know how to play that song that was requested. But that happens sometimes. Yeah. There's a lot of songs out there. My memory is kind of mushy, so. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should play one we're very familiar with and then try to play some that we haven't really played yet from the new record, but that we don't know how to play. We'll just do it because it'll be fun. Like, you know, I have to sort of do that first time, that first performance live of a song that you're scared to play. So maybe today's the day.
Today is the day.
Just break the ice and just get it done.
We will use the live airways as a focus group.
Mm-hmm. There's a number you can call. 822-CITR, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah, for requests. Is it a funding? It's not a funding drive week or anything.
We can get you back for the funding drive.
Yeah, easily. That'd be good. We can and we can volunteer. We can sell veggie dogs and stuff. I don't know why you guys do at funding drives.
That's a great idea.
But I've been trying to volunteer my services all over Sackville during like the our local radio station. I was trying to. Yeah, it's true. So CHMA
and
in Sackville.
Do? Did you do anything?
No, I didn't do anything. They didn't need me. They didn't.
Really?
No, the
worst
thing is,
no,
that's not true. But they used to always do like a breakfast during the Stereophonic. They do like a festival, and they always used to do breakfast. And I was trying to, I wanted to be a waiter. I wanted to serve. I can't really cook for a lot of people.
I thought maybe they didn't like your cooking.
No, I wanted to serve. But then they didn't do the breakfast this year, so it was a moot point. So no, I'm sure they would have loved it if I had. We did other stuff. We played a lot. So. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I'm having one of those moments where I wish I could walk away right now and pretend I didn't wake up this morning. I mean, wake up yet. Like I'm pretending that I didn't say anything all day.
Doing great.
I'm having one of those moments where I just regret it, my whole conversation about how I was like volunteering for the, and then they didn't, because I'm sure they all would have liked it if we could have helped out in other ways, like done real work other than serve breakfast. That didn't exist.
Yeah. You can totally work out breakfast.
But next year I'll volunteer to do better things, like organize the library.
If anybody has any theoretical breakfasts coming up, then Julie would like to serve at them.
This is the situation. I've always wanted to work in a restaurant as a waiter, and I never can because I'm always on tour. As we
open your can of pop. Yes.
Yeah, I love pop.
Julie,
I don't know if anybody knew that.
Live on CITR.
It's Mountain Dew. Oh, no thanks. In my pop? Yeah, no thank you.
What? Wow. Okay.
My soda pop. All right, well, let's just play.
Yeah, excellent. Julie Doran.
And good luck during
CITR.
Your fun drive.
November, you're coming back.
November?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can do something then. All right, well, let's do this. Okay, does anyone have okay, let's just stick with the... All right. Can we just do this one right now? It always makes me feel better. Not that I'm feeling bad. I'm not feeling bad. I just got a little awkward.
Thank you.
could spend our hearts all over this town for nothing. Maybe when we let it off for a drink later. Sorry, I'm gonna start that over. We would stop for a drink later after we were tired. And you would know someone in the tavern who could maybe tell us of this coming winter. We could spill our wine all over this town for nothing. Oh, we could spill our wine all over this town for nothing. A joke that was not funny, but sincerely quite offensive from the times when I was reckless. We could scream our lungs out in this town for nothing. Set my goals much further than the likes of northern stars wish to burn for just one night. Maybe I should have mentioned that I was not built for this kind of loving. But we're gonna chase each other around this town for nothing. Chase each other around this town for nothing. Record, we'll stick with the next song. I don't think we've really done this one live yet. That last song, oh wait, did you just say, oh, that last song was actually written by Fred Squire, aka Dick Morello. Do you still go by Dick Morello? That was the whole reason that guy picked that. Sorry guys. It's okay, we already checked out of that hotel, so it's okay. I've never done that, by the way. I've never booked into a hotel under another name, but all of a sudden, for some reason, that had just happened recently. Okay, we don't usually even stay in hotels. There's just that special show on Friday night gave us a hotel room. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I forgot, it's radio. They can't see us. So dead air on the radio, I guess, is always a bad idea. But it could be nice, take a little breath, regroup. Everyone's driving or sitting down or studying, which I've never been able to study listening to anything other than my brain, but if anybody else can.
Merzbow is really good to study to. Merzbow.
What's Merzbow? Is that like a death?
There's a dude in there, he agrees. It's the best. If you read Einstein's Theory of Relativity, the general one and the special one to Merzbow... Forget about it.
Excuse me. Well, that sounds good. I'm going to keep that in mind. You'll have to tell me a little more about it after. So this is a song that was originally out on a Shotgun and Jaybird album, but I felt like because that band broke up and we only made 1,000 copies of that record, I kind of felt like I wanted a few more people to hear it, like 2,000. So
it's a good record. It's really nice.
I thought it was a great record.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I think we all agree. It was a fun one to make, but I had written those two songs for that record, but then now I put them on mine. Although we re-recorded it, so they're pretty different now. Pretty different. So we'll try it, because I don't think we've done this one yet. Yeah, the singing got a little raw there. Thanks, guys.
Well, you've been talking all day.
I've been talking all my life for not saying much of anything, really. Just blah, 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 blah. No, it's true. There's been a lot of interviews. But I kind of just shot my voice because we basically started this trip with, like, going to bed super late every night before we even left town and then flying and then staying up again really late. And then so I just – it happens – every tour but mid-tour, so it's the first time to start a tour with, like, just making it through the first show.
So what have you been doing in town? Because you got here on Thursday night. Just eating.
Sorry, Ben. Yeah. Yeah, no, we've been eating. Our friend Darcy just takes us all to the best places. Like, today we ate at Bocan, and then we ate at the Nom last week.
Oh, nice.
Or Wednesday, I don't know, Friday or, no, Saturday or something. I don't know when it was. Yeah, Friday. We ate at Shaolin again. And the Reef.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just been nonstop eating.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I haven't gone and done anything since I left Montreal on Thursday. I went swimming on Thursday, and that's it.
Normally, Julie is a really active yogist, and she's neglected to actually make it to any classes.
Because I've just been eating.
Yeah. Have you done any sightseeing at all?
Yeah, we went to I wanted to dip my toes in the Pacific Ocean. So I waited for some rainwater to collect in a puddle because I assumed that it would be from the Pacific Ocean if it was from here, and I dipped my toes in a puddle.
Good enough.
Which was okay because I thought, well, it was okay. Plus I had lost my shoes and I didn't know where they were and I was looking for my way home and I But I awoke.
Yeah.
I awoke in a safe place. So it was okay. It was all a dream. It was all a dream. That's what I told myself. That's what I tell myself every day. It's always all just a dream. So it was okay.
I had a crazy dream last night, though. If we're going to talk about dreams right now.
Let's do it, yeah.
Well, I have this recurring dream where I'm losing my teeth all the time. And last night's was the worst. It was really creepy and really gross. And we were at like Ducky's, which is this bar in Sackville that we go to sometimes. And there's only a couple. Well, there's a lot of bars per capita in that town. But anyway.
Sounds like a nice town then.
It's good. It's a small town. Yeah. And so, yeah, no, we were at the bar and I was trying to find Fred. And all of a sudden my bottom teeth, all of them fell out. But it was doing this weird thing where they were kind of popping up. There was all this blood everywhere, and I couldn't speak anymore. But I was trying to find help, and then it just switched. I won't go into detail, but basically it was the dream about trying to find someone who could take me home. And then I found my brother, and I was crying, and he was getting mad at me because I couldn't speak. And I was like, put my teeth. And again, it's a recurring dream. That
do you think a lot about these dreams? Do you think they mean
I'm
much?
Really afraid to lose my teeth, and I haven't been to a dentist in 14 years, and I'm really scared.
That's probably a good
they're
reason.
They're fine. Yeah. They're there.
But you should probably see a dentist.
But I probably should go. They say that those dreams about losing your teeth are like money related, but I don't believe that. I think you're just genuinely afraid
think
to lose
losing
your
teeth.
And I know, you know, there's a certain point a lot of people get dentures, and I just don't want to get them yet, but I know, I don't
right.
know.
Should go to the dentist just to see.
I probably
maybe
should.
They're going to say it's perfect health. You don't have to come back again in 14 years. That's totally
maybe.
Possible, yeah.
I know that I have a few problems. I should go get them looked at. You know.
Just depends
well,
on
the teeth die, and then they just don't hurt anymore, and that's what I've noticed. They hurt for about 4 years, and then it just dies in your face.
Really? That's how it works.
But in my experience, if you let the cavity go long oh, enough, yeah. yeah. There's one, though. I only have one like that.
It's kind sorry. Of like, really, really, if you want,
there's one.
Yeah, if you want to get like through tooth pain without having to deal with it, mm. and it, as long as it doesn't like turn a certain, you know, and just like really fall out. What also can happen is bacteria will build up at the tip of the root and actually force its way through the plates, like your dental plates underneath your teeth. And it will form a big, giant pustule. And then it will build up and build up. And then the pressure will become so great that it actually... No. This is health hour, for yeah. sure. Health watch.
Well, so you know, everyone is tuning yeah. out and yeah. calling the dentist.
But yeah, for sure, is that it will force its way through your, you know, you'll find something. And go, what is that? What is that? What's under there? What's under there? And then all of a sudden, when that explodes, what a relief. What a relief. No problem. Sure, you might have big gaping sores inside your mouth, dripping pus and all that kind of stuff, but it is a relief from the actual thing. You should probably at that point really find a dentist because that's when it gets serious. That's when it gets yeah. serious. Yeah.
And drinking all that pop on radio shows.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a problem? Maybe all, yeah, sugary.
Yeah, all that sweetness. Yeah.
Anyways.
I will go to a dentist. I just know it's going to be expensive to get the actual stuff done, so I just haven't done it.
At some point.
Dentist.
No rush.
Yeah.
I think they're just
going to
end up extracting
yeah.
that
yeah.
tooth anyway.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Tomorrow there's going to be like such an increase in debt. All the dentists yeah. around town are going to be like yeah. getting yeah. checkup appointments from everyone in Vancouver. Sure. Like
everyone in Vancouver is listening right now. Yes, totally. They're all going to the dentist tomorrow.
They're
pretty
all
much.
So scared. Yeah. Basically, yeah. if you start to notice you have like a little bump in your gum and then it gets a little puffier, you shouldn't ignore it, I guess.
Yeah.
But if you wait 4 or 5 years, it goes away. Just then you have a little hole. That's what, yeah, I'm going to just get that tooth extracted and get a gold tooth put in.
Yeah. Might be good for acoustics. I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be, oh, God, I wonder. It'll just be getting shocked. It's gold's a conductor, eh?
Very good.
I'll just always be like...
Just as long as you don't get your whole grill redone, you know.
My teeth aren't that bad, guys. Don't worry.
It is radio. They can't see it, so...
True.
Your teeth are awesome. Super.
Just so that you know, they've always been yellow. When I was like a kid, my dentist said to me that it was probably just my bones are probably yellow, and that's why my teeth were yellow. My brother had perfect teeth, and which maybe is why he was in my dream. But he never ever got a cavity, and I got them every time I went to the dentist, and I had to get fillings. Maybe that's what happened there. He also has perfect eyesight. And he teased me about that quite a bit. But he's a nice guy, though. I didn't need to tell him.
Julie Doran, live.
I'm sorry, everybody. I do love him. He just has perfect eyesight and perfect teeth, and I got the bad teeth and bad eyes, although I don't wear my glasses, so I can't see anyone ever.
I'm the same thing.
Yeah.
My sister, yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
Now I can talk for hours. When was the last time I went to the doctor? I don't know, very long.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to try this song, or is it going to be too scary? We probably should get it done. This is a new song that, when we recorded it, was really fun. But I've been afraid to try and play it ever since because it's really hard for me on guitar for some reason. But I think we can do it. And now I'm all out of tune because I was kind of rocking it hard the last week. What's that?
It's a nice attitude.
It's true. It's a nice attitude. Okay, so I'll do this. So picture yourself walking around Montreal or Vancouver in this nice snowy evening. Maybe it was January-ish kind of thing. And you're by yourself, of course. To picture it the way I'm picturing it. Anyway. You have to be by yourself for this. If I were a tailor, I could make you a tie. And if I were a baker, I might bake those things you like. And I wouldn't mind taking my time. And if I were your paper, then you could read me like a book. And if I were your pen, then you could hold me in your hand. And I wouldn't mind you taking your time drawing the straight lines. Well, if I were so loud, I could plow a path to you. And if I were the snowflake, I might fall right next to you. And if I were your wood stove, keep you warm at night. Yeah, and if I were the fire, I could keep you warm all night. And I wouldn't mind taking my time. No, I wouldn't mind taking my
great.
Well, thanks. The thing about that song is it turned out so great on the album and we're really happy with it, but it was kind of it was one of those songs that sometimes you end up building a song during the recording, and it's so hard for me to get through it because my hand gets really sore and all that stuff, but it was really fun and I'm sure we'll get it really good. If I actually started practicing it would be great.
So there was a few songs that sort of like that where you kind of wrote and recorded it at Rick's place. And then you haven't played too much of it. Was it always the case with your old albums?
Well, this is the first time that we went into a studio environment already prepared.
Right.
Well, like we had 9 songs ready, pretty much. And a lot of them we had already been playing live. So maybe we'd been playing maybe 6 or 5 of them live. And then like that one, for example, that we just played, I kind of was really shy about it. And I was like, well, I got this song, guys. Right. And then we tried it and... So we put it together and it worked, but it was really hard for me to get through that one. So that one we weren't really playing live prior, but like a bunch of them, like Heavy Snow and Spill Your Lungs, which we've already done just now, and Lovers of the World, we'd kind of played a couple times, like with Shotgun and Jaybird, I guess. And then borrowed minivans. So there were some that were totally ready. Mm-hmm. But usually I used to go to the studio with all brand new songs and having never played them live. And now this was more prepared than I've ever been. But I think I wrote like maybe three of them in the studio, like Consolation Prize. And
mm-hmm. And you play that at the show on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of good.
Well, we'll try it today. I can do one by myself, though, right now. Like, and I think I wrote, like, Living the Life of Dreams at the house, at Rick's house, and there was another one, When Brakes Get Wet.
So let's talk quickly about the...
When Brakes Get Wet, I just was laughing because it started out as a joke because Fred and I always bike around town, and it was raining really hard one night, and I was like, when brakes get wet. And I was like, we were like speeding up and trying to go faster and see what would happen when the brakes were wet. Well, I was just joking about it. But so then I wrote that song as a joke to make Fred laugh. Right. But then.
It's also how you lose your teeth.
Yes. Well, at least if I lost my tooth having an accident, it wouldn't be so bad as opposed to just not flossing.
Yeah.
Which nobody told me I had to do that. So it's not my fault. No, I learned about flossing when I was an adult. I know my dentist. I don't guess my dentist was more old school. Didn't know about it really so much. Just brush them. Wow. I brushed them four times a day all my life, and then I ended up more cavities. So in my
you're fine. You're fine. Don't listen to the flossing industry.
I think it's important. I think flossing is very important. More important than brushing, actually. They say.
Really.
Yes. Hmm. Because it gets all that stuff out.
Yeah. Mm. Everyone is going to buy floss tonight.
I found a nice vegan floss in the States when I was there.
Yes. Wait, so...
It's actually waxed, or maybe it's not waxed. I don't use it very often, right. But I did buy it.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to
with
think
good intentions. I don't remember what it is. It must be the wax, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, floss isn't made from, like, intestines or anything, is it? That would be gross.
It's still cute. I don't know. I don't even know what normal floss, if it has it in it. I just bought it because it said vegan.
Yeah.
I was like, yes. But how about I do... Did you want to ask me a question, or should I just do...
You can just do another song. We'll come back. We can.
Yeah, we'll do this
one. Always time for questions later.
Yeah, okay. Well, not, maybe not with me, because I always end up talking through the whole thing. Like
That's fine.
So this is Picture Yourselves in Sackville. A beautiful sunny day. You've just gone for a great swim, or anything. You've just gone to the library, got out a book you're excited about, or you got a coffee downtown. Anyway, you're going back home. Every day, every night, but only picture that really while you're singing the first couple lines, because then the rest is kind of like about waking up and going to bed. So sorry. But that I came up with the first two lines while I was doing that. So anyway. So that's what I picture. You guys can picture whatever you want now that I think of it. Every day, every night, tell myself in this beautiful light that I'm glad to be alive. Walk out up King, walk back down King, I walk out to Maine and I'll do it again, cause I'm glad to be alive. Thank you.
Julie Dogline on CITR. This is a question that Chris over there gave me. He wants to know. It's a good question, I think.
Okay.
I don't actually know the answer, but have you ever taken? Have you?
I wonder if I will.
I don't know. Well, no, you know. So you tour a lot, and throughout the years, have you done this for like almost 20 years? Maybe.
Whoa, what's that? There's something really exciting going on in the building. Sorry, the for those out in Radio Land, there's some. I believe it's cheering, not screaming.
The building's on fire again.
I've been touring, actually touring since 1992. Yeah. So
wow, it's been a while.
That's 14 years. So, is that right?
Yeah.
Are we 2000 now? Oh, nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, around that.
So are you still enjoying the touring?
I like it more than I ever did.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I gotta say, like, when I first started touring, I was pretty afraid most of the time.
Yeah.
And especially with Eric's trip, because nobody wanted to be on tour and everybody wanted to be in their basements. And as much fun as we had playing live, I think the rest of it they would have preferred to be home. So I've kind of, through association, just was scared.
How was it with them on the reunion tour?
It's good. It's great. We've all matured quite a bit. But in the early days, it was really scary. I mean, we all grew up in Moncton and never left. The only place I'd ever been was to Sturgeon Falls, Ontario, on an exchange trip when I was 16. So
back in those days, was it kind of like the records where people would be like, you have to tour? Is that pretty much why you guys went on tour?
Because
you don't have to. You're a band.
You don't have to, it's true. But you really can't sell records unless you get that golden review on such and such a website or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to tour.
Right.
Or, I mean, unless you're lucky enough that you somehow get, I don't know, you have to be famous already to not have to tour, I think.
Right. And the second part of Chris's question was, do you ever take your kids on tour? Have you ever done?
I used to take my kids on tour a long time ago, like before they started school. Mm-hmm. And then, but Ben's 14 now, and Charlotte's almost 12 and Rosie's almost 7, and so they're all in school full time. And
but maybe in the summer. Can you imagine doing that?
I can't imagine. Yeah. It's just so unfeasible financially still a little bit, but and probably more so than ever. But Ben is pretty much old enough that I wouldn't need like a sitter or anything, right? He would like to do merch for us pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
So he's pretty into music and bands, and so that could happen. And Charlotte really wants to come, but she seems to be waiting, holding out for going to Paris. So she's like, she just wants to go to New York or Paris. So she's waiting for that, I think. I'm not sure she wants to go to rock bars every night, but like if I was to take her to Paris for a week, for like a week of shows in France, she'd be really pumped.
Really?
but to answer the question, I do love touring.
Yeah.
But it took a long time to realize how lucky I was to be able to go on tour, because every once in a while, people ask me, like, what they should do or how they should do to get started or who to contact. And really, like, I don't even know how to begin now because I've been doing it so long and I already know a lot of the promoters and I can just call them if I need to and say I need to do a show and they'll help. And so I feel really lucky. But I don't know how I would start if I had to start from scratch, other than the fact that the internet's been a wonderful tool for everyone. So I guess that's the first place I would start if I had to start from scratch. But I like touring. And I think the best way to get through touring is to find people that also want to be on tour or playing every night and then who enjoy playing and then just bring them with you.
Right.
And then that helps.
You were talking about the internet. Are you on the internet much? Are you a computer savvy person?
I'm really not. But I keep maybe dabbling with the idea of maybe getting a laptop.
But you heard good things about it.
I hear great things about the internet.
Yeah.
No, I know. My son tells me all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, he uploads or downloads something onto my computer. I do have a computer. It's like an old iMac from 2002 or something.
Right.
But and when I got it, it was good, really good. But it's a little outdated. So Ben, he just put a new Firefox on there that is like not the, it's the one that my computer can still handle. So now I can go on, like, because I kind of joined Facebook.
Yeah.
But I was on it, like, I've been on it 4 times in the last 2 years, I think. And so, but more recently, so I just approved a bunch of friends. But then one of my friends, like, an actual friend who I haven't been in touch with for a long time, emailed Fred, like, at one point, was like, I just noticed Julie approved a bunch of friends and she didn't approve me, but maybe she didn't know the name, so can you get her to approve? I was like, but basically what happened, that was on Fred's computer because his works. And So when I got home, like, I went on Facebook one day and I tried, and it didn't really like Internet Explorer or whatever. Right. So then Ben put on the Firefox. So then I was able to at least approve some people, because otherwise I couldn't do anything with it. So I'm trying.
Right.
But I think if I get like a computer, I just, the other thing I have to clarify is I have this real phobia with actually turning on the Internet. Like, I know the Internet's a wonderful tool and I've used it and it's a great networking thing. But I'm just not very good at emailing everybody, and I have like 2,500 emails in my Yahoo thing that I haven't opened, and it's just bad. If anybody needs to reach me, they have to call me.
Right.
So which I just got a cell phone Friday night.
Yeah. I know.
But I'm still learning how to use it. Yeah. But
well, you don't know. Have you figured out how to do call waiting yet?
Not yet. But which was problematic all day today during the interviews. But I think because I did some interviews today where it was just beep 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 beep. But not to sound like a total Luddite, like I have had a cell phone in the past, but it got disconnected because I owed like $800 on it. And so I still owe that money. And I didn't want a new one, but the label just gave me one because everyone was upset because they can't reach us. But we toured Europe in 2007 with no cell phone and no GPS for 5.5 weeks, just me and Fred here. And no maps. Oh, we had one big map.
Oh, wait.
Like we had the Michelin guide, like the big Michelin map. And we did. We got to every show a little late sometimes, but we got there. Huh. And there was only twice where we almost broke up as a band. And Fred kind of got out of the car somewhere around Madrid and was like, I'm out. And we didn't really know where we were. And that's kind of like, whoa, 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 where are you going to go? You can't just leave me in this gas station here. I don't even know what, you can't speak Spanish. Without me, which I can't, but I can do a little better.
Better than him, yeah.
Well, not to pick on Fred all of a sudden. He did all the driving except for when we got the food poisoning. Well, the bug. We got some type of bug.
Yeah.
So there was one day I had to drive from Barcelona to Bordeaux, but he did the rest.
And it worked out. That's awesome. Just like
no phone. What we would do is we'd look for the plaza, like in any town, like Cuidad. We'd just go straight for the plaza, Plaza de España, every town. And in Germany, the circle, like everywhere downtown, and we'd find a payphone and put all our coins in and call the promoter and tell them where we were. And generally, we were always like two to five minutes away from the venue. We just kind of went with our instinct. But now we have a GPS.
Right. Oh, well.
Yeah. And now I got a cell phone.
Yeah. Just moving up.
Again. Yes, moving up. Yeah.
Now you can tour Canada. You can't just drive to Winnipeg and kind of expect to be.
Well, we can. We know where all the venues are.
Yeah.
But the States is another story and all that. The GPS is super helpful. Jane just tells us where to go in 800 meters. We're going to be turning right. It's great.
Julie Daron, live on CITR. You got more sounds for us?
Yeah. Yes, oh my God, there's only 20 minutes left. I really wanted Fred to sing.
We still got half an hour.
Why did I think 7:15?
The clock is
I thought it was 7. Oh. For some reason, I was thinking it was over at 7:15. Yeah. I must have been thinking in yoga class terms.
We got tons of time. Yeah, keep talking.
It's okay. Oh, yeah. No, we should play. Let's do... we'll stick with the new album, I guess. Unless, does anyone have a request that we know how to play, please?
Chris has one.
I woke up.
Woke myself up?
Yes.
Oh dear, can we do that?
Totally. Oh yeah, totally.
Wait. Oh, that one is so old. You know, I tried, I mean, not that, I didn't mean like, I know, but I tried to learn that one recently because I heard it in someone's car recently. And I was like, that's a weird one. Just because I was trying to remember the chords because I kind of made them up. And I actually did try to learn that song. The I Love to Dance one. Yeah, I don't think I can do that one. I'm sorry. I know Dirty Feet. And then Woke Myself Up, eh? That's a hard one, too. Can you do that one?
Songs,
I'll try it. Should we do Dirty Feet first and then Woke Myself Up?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to sit for Dirty Feet because it's kind of, it'll remind me to be a bit mellow. Just calm down a bit. I was just thinking about the cell phone. So I don't actually know how to turn it off. I'm surprised it hasn't rung yet because it rang all day. So not that, no offense.
I've been calling her all day. Are you here yet?
No, but unfortunately you were calling when I didn't know how to answer the call waiting. So you were not like, I don't know. I'm just not used to having one where people can reach me. Because at home, I just don't answer the phone. I mean, I let the voicemail get it, unless it's a number I recognize. But I'm scared because I'm so behind in my taxes that the Revenue Canada's been calling, so I don't answer any of the 1-800 numbers. But I'm good. That it's all with my accountant right now, which was a big step. What's that?
You have an accountant, what?
Well, I found an accountant. Well, not me. My manager found me an accountant because I can't do anything on my own, it seems, except for make babies. But I realized I had 3 months off this winter, and I knew we were about to go on tour, and I was like 3 years behind in my taxes, so I asked him for help, which is the first step. And then he found a good accountant. And then the guy's awesome. He's been really helpful. So that's almost done. And then next step, pay off the phone bill. And then I'm going to try and buy a house in Sackville. Well, once I have my taxes done, which is pretty soon. Yes, okay. There's this little cute little house for $49,000 in Sackville that I want. I have my...
I know.
But it's in middle Sackville.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Oh, wow.
Which is like a 15-minute walk to... If you take the Trans-Canada Trail, it's like a 10-15-minute bike ride, rather, to town. So it's not right downtown. It's like out on the outskirts.
But how big? It's not big enough. Like Sackville, how big is Sackville? It's pretty...
I think it's 5,000
people. I just kind of assume that you can just walk everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Middle Sackville's on the other side of the highway. It's like out of town. It's like where the farmers... Well, it's actually, I think, the part of town where it was first developed before the rest of the town. A lot of old farmhouses and farmland, whatnot. Can do the rest in the morning. Don't tell me how great you think we are. Dirty face, rest your eyes now. With the shape you're in and the baby on the way. Don't knock on the door, don't ring the flowers. Move to the back, 'cause you're starting to cry now. And God bless the workers, I wish I was one. Let's move to the back of the room, 'cause you're starting to cry now. And God bless these workers, I wish I was one. you. All right, woke myself up. This one's challenging. No, it's okay. No, it's not. I don't mean. It's just like one of those ones. Basically, sometimes I get used to hearing all the other parts on the album, and then it's like sometimes I wish I could play like lead guitar and do all the parts at the same time. I can't. And at some point, we're gonna have like a giant rock band later in the year, perhaps for the next tour. Actually, when the next time we're through Vancouver, it's possible that Fred will either be on drums or on bass or on guitar. Well, we're planning on having him on guitar, which is my hopes, because all the guitar parts he did on the new record are kind of kill me. I mean, in a good way, like they're like killer.
On CITR Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. So, was that, that sounded great.
Yeah, sometimes it's...
Chris seems happy.
Good.
Two thumbs up.
It's funny how just like, sometimes you write a song and you're like, it goes super great on the record, and then sometimes you just wish like you had that bass player and guitar player to do all like the doobity 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 all that. So then I'm just like plonka plonka plonka. So, but I think it was okay. Thanks. I have to grow some arms. I was saying to Fred that I thought it would be funny if we could get some, like another, like if somehow he had like four sets of arms. Well, we were joking about this one song. Well, four sets of arms. That would be eight arms. I was thinking more like two
That's
sets.
That's a rock
of arms.
Band you're talking about, yeah.
For the Taylor song, for example, like when we were talking about the drum parts. Anyway, none of us are going to actually be able to do that. We played it. I think it'd be fun if we could do a Fred song right now.
Okay.
Because that would make me happy. I actually really have to go pee, actually.
Oh, yeah?
But I can wait 25 more minutes. We were just talking about the Mythbusters today and how they did a whole show
on that. Oh, yeah, they did? Really?
They did a show. On Stressed Out Driving. Okay.
Because Mythbusters is part of the best show on TV.
Yeah, it was all about Stressed Out Driving. So they made all the drivers like drink all this liquid, and then
that sounds awesome.
And then they did all these things to make them stressed out, and then they let some drivers be not stressed out, and they found that the drivers who were super stressed out used 2/3 more gas than from the same drive. Or they wasted, they used up 2/3 more gas than the non-stress drivers. I guess from all the stepping on the brakes and speeding up and whatnot. Right. Can you play a song right now?
Jack Rabbit Starts.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I haven't played drums in a long time, so we'll see how this one goes. Yeah. I can pretty much fake my way through any of it, though, probably. It's pretty out of tune right now.
So is this a Countdown It's Monday song? Or is it just
I suppose.
How far are the toilets anyway? Are they
not that far.
Really?
It's all those
you
pop
can get
drinking.
Escorted. I can do this song.
You do one
song.
By yourself.
Yeah, sure. Okay, right on. But you usually actually don't play drums like this. That's why I thought it'd be a perfect one. Okay, right on. Okay, well, hello. Okay, yeah, that was a long time there. It's just sometimes you get lost in your own little world. It's a very big thing here. Okay, well, this is a song that was written a very long time ago. Yes. Send home to you because I do not have a telephone with which to call. And if this was some kind of dream, then it is one. Come in so I can remember the softness of your skin. Thank you.
Ben Squier. Calm down, it's Monday.
No, it was rad. Beautiful, beautiful Julie backups, perfectly timed. Yes.
Hey, can I make an announcement since we're on the radio and that's our, we get to do this? Can I just say that people should go see our friends Herman Dune in town, the Biltmore? They're coming to town, I think, on the 21st. I just thought of Herman Dune just now because David always used to do that from the off the stage sometimes when I'd be playing solo.
See that band because they're a great band. Yep.
They're great guys. Yeah, totally. They're really sweet.
And you tour them.
I used to tour them a lot in Europe. Yeah. They're from Paris, so they just started
they
coming to North
America. They could use some friends.
Yeah. They should. Although, and I was just, I wish I was going to be here. But we were just at the Montreal show the other night, so they're good.
We saw them in Montreal. It was pretty good. They'll probably be better by the time they get here. So.
Shut up. I got to sing with them in Montreal, which was fun.
Yeah.
But I won't be here. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys, I won't be here. But in spirit, I will be.
It's awesome.
Those guys are great.
It's too bad it's radio. People don't get to see you holding two cans.
Toucan Sam. Toucan Sam. Fruit Loops. She's got a big box of Fruit Loops over there.
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't really know any other songs.
Yeah, can we just
than that. I don't think we really know any other songs.
You just don't want to do any more of your songs.
I really don't have any other songs. Do I have any new songs that I know how to play?
Oh, by heart?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. It's as you wish. You should start bringing your new lyrics around with you because they're so good.
Lyrics, schmirics.
I'm trying to get this guy to make
hey, guys, hey? Yeah. Lyrics, schmirics. Come on, lyrics, schmirics. Lyrics, schmirics.
It's as you wish.
We should do this because we did it.
You can do blue because I haven't done it in my set. And
yeah, but it's the whole I don't want to retune the guitar kind of thing.
Oh, you don't want to put it in your tuning?
Yeah, totally. See, I play for all of those there in the magical FM radio land is I have a very secret tuning that I keep under lock and key and don't let anybody know what it is. So even to reveal it via the radio would let people know how I play guitar, which is a little bit too personal. So we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, so
how about we'll do, well, because we did this one the other time, and I kind of feel like we should be playing it. Here we go into my secret tuning. just kidding. I'm just redoing it for Julie. Jeez, have I been doing this for years or what? All right, we'll play this tune because you played guitar last time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I think you had mentioned on stage actually that remember way back a long time ago when we played that show.
Friday
and you
night.
Said, yeah, totally. And you said, well, he plays guitar, this. It was a whole back and forth, and, you know, nobody really got it. They probably won't get it this time either. But what we'll do is we'll just do this song right now. And it's not one of our songs at all. It's somebody else's song, but it's quite lovely. I believe the listing, in case anybody's taking it down, is Ewan McCall.
Yeah, I believe it's the song.
Enjoy doing it, actually.
We've done several shows where we've changed and done the same song.
I met my love by the gasworks wall, and I dreamed a dream by the old canal, and I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Make me a big sharp axe out of shining steel, tempered in the fire. Like an old dead tree, you dirty old town, you dirty old town. Well, I met my love by the gasworks wall. I dreamed a dream by the old canal. Dirty old town, the dirty old town, the dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, the dirty old Really, we were making sure that everybody knew from now on that we were no longer a rock band or anything like that. We were a jazz band from now on. Just jazz. That's it. Just jazz.
Fred Squire and Julia Daron. Live on CITR. We've got about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, whatever you want to do with it. So we should quickly probably talk about the new album and
when is it
coming out and all that jazz.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Well, it's being officially released in Canada on March 24th.
And you can get it anywhere, I'm sure.
I hope.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, in a perfect world. Yeah. I know it came out in the States on the 10th, but I probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah. When you were selling some of them at the show.
They let me sell. I was allowed to sell them at the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any vinyl. I only had like two with me to sell because I gave them all away in Montreal to all my friends. Like I was like, guys, look at my new record. Yeah. Just gave them away.
And the album is called...
I could have sold them and made so much money. But that's okay. I wanted to give them away. Or I wouldn't have given them away. But I did sell two of the vinyls. But the vinyls look awesome. So do the CDs, actually. I'm really excited about the way they turned out.
What do you listen to these days? Vinyls or CDs? MP3s?
Oh, I don't have
Neither?
Well, since... No, MP3.
Tape.
No, just vinyl.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, sometimes I turn on the computer and listen to the iTunes.
Oh yeah.
Because Ben just he just made my iTunes pretty sweet.
Oh yeah.
Sweet. So there's a bunch of stuff on there that's fun to listen to because I don't have a record player in my bedroom, only in the living room, and I have a roommate. So, so I listen to records in the daytime, and then sometimes I turn on the computer for music at night. But I don't listen to a lot of music. But the things I listen to lately is Chad Van Galen. And what was I listening to just before leaving? I went through a huge Sam Cooke phase, but that kind of comes and goes back and forth.
Always
Sam Cooke's always there. And, of course, the Constantines are always there. I listen to them a lot still. But there was something I was just listening to super recently. It was, like, so good. Well, I turned on a couple Pavement records again. We got pretty into Leonard Cohen recently again. He's kind of good. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Leonard's pretty good. I have this fantasy of stuff. I know where his apartment is in Montreal, and I was kind of thinking of just popping in and asking if he would record a duet with me. That's my fan. That's what I think I'm going to try.
Yeah. You should do it. You should do it.
You never know. Yeah. That's the only way you make things happen is you got to show up.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think...
Yeah, let me know how it goes next year. It'd be awesome. It'd be a great story.
Yeah. But I don't know what I've been... I know I was really into something just before leaving.
Kraftwerk.
We have been listening to a lot of Kraftwerk at home. I'm just thinking, yeah, just at the huge, you know.
Awesome. The awesome.
But I know there was something I heard recently that kind of blew me away, and it was like, I can't remember what it was right now.
Anyways, I think we have time for one more song. I hate to
True, five more minutes.
5 more minutes, so... I hate to cut you off. We should really plan this. We should just...
All right, well then...
If the guy from the next show isn't here, if somebody can get rid of Gary, we can probably keep going.
Well,
there's a lot of us here.
What do we want to do for the last song? A new one? I was just going to suggest actually. That was the only one in my head at that moment. Perfect. So that's perfect. Yay! What's your name again? What did I...
Duncan.
Duncan just suggested the exact song that was in my mind at that moment. In my mind. Which is a... No, stop, stop. Okay. I can't stand that. The idea... Sorry. We've all done it, written songs with in my mind in it, but still. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that on...
This is podcasting.
All of this town seems drunk tonight, and I'm looking for your hand. And the girls I see now are driving around in borrowed minivans. With all their drunken hands in flight. So take me to the country land. It's time for us to make our stand, and it's time to make some music tonight. We'll know each other better tonight. So carry me up past the place I live. I think I'm ready to give you everything, anything little and big. I'm ready to live. Wet basement apartments and into our arms. Flying birds to the watery parks. We'll fly on our bikes in this dark, 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 dark. And all of the people are with us tonight in all their hopeful plans. So take me to the country land so we can make our sound.
Daran, live on CITR. Thanks so much for coming out.
Thanks so much for having us. This has been really fun.
Yeah,
and I just thought I would listen to a lot of Lady Hawk this winter. Oh. And I also... But
not just
I,
because you're staying with...
No. I totally, like, because I didn't... No, but I thought of it as I was playing that song, because I was remembering putting on the record all winter after they toured.
Right.
Like, Fred was on tour with them this winter, and I got all the records finally. And I listen to them a lot. I cut myself loose. But the thing is, too.
Vancouver band.
Yes, that's what, and I thought they should be mentioned. Yeah. And also, when Fred's not around, I listen to all his music mainly to fall asleep sometimes. Although I don't think anyone should get used to the habit of falling asleep with music on.
Why
not? Someday you're going to be alone without your iPod and you're going to want to sleep.
Oh, and then you can't do it.
So you should. I just. But then again, I have to read to fall asleep, so I can't read without. Sleep without reading. So
what
everybody
have,
has their.
What if you don't have a book? You just don't sleep.
It sucks sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, but the last two nights I went to sleep without reading because we were tired enough, so it's okay. But no, that was genuine. I just remembered as I was playing that song, I was I was flipping through all the records that were in the record bin that's close to the record player in my kitchen, and it was like all the Lady Hawk ones were there because I was. It was in heavy rotation all this
winter. It's a very heavily rotated CD on this station, too.
Well, totally. Yeah. So I wasn't just saying that.
No, I'm just kidding. So,
and even if
I think
was
I'm funnier
saying
than
it,
I am.
I think that if I was just doing it to plug Lady Hawk, then still we should be plugging Lady Hawk then. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think they're great.
Yeah. Anyways.
Don't worry, Ben. I'm not all upset now.
I don't know.
I think this was such a fun thing, and thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. And
thanks
for everyone for showing
up.
Yeah,
and to everyone here, and everyone, Duncan, Chris, and all you people.
And
we
thanks
didn't get all the names
thanks
earlier.
Thanks to Evan and Irene.
Ben and Irene and Evan, for doing sound. And so, awesome. Fantastic. So support your college radio, or community and college.
And...
college and community problem.
Hate for this to end, but unfortunately,
it is sad.
You have to end at some point.
All
good things. Because what was the longest show you ever played? This is not going to end ever.
The longest show we ever played was I think in Strasbourg.
Because I have a feeling
Strasbourg
you
Strasbourg in France. It went forever.
Because I have to finish this. Okay, Gary, listen to this story. Like 10 years ago, I think I saw you at the Rory Club.
Which we just went to the other night. The
Flew
into town.
And
it was the only place.
It was. I remember because I brought my friend there and he didn't sleep the whole day. And I think you played for from 11 till 2 or something in the morning. Something ridiculous. It was crazy.
Oh, 11 p.m. till 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's possible.
That's possible.
I have done a few long shows in the past.
So 3-4 hours, no problem for you.
It can, well, you know, I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funding drive.
Yes, sure. We'll try it. We should do like a marathon. Yeah. I'm also working training toward a swimming... I want to do like a swimathon.
Oh, just.
Like, actually, what I actually want to do is I want to swim across the Northumberland Strait, which is 13 kilometers at its shortest part, which is the shortest part between Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick is 13 kilometers.
Why gave you that idea?
Because I don't want to do the English Channel.
Good answer.
But it's also because it's New Brunswick. It's like between New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island. But there's a lady I just read about in the Globe and Mail. She's done it a couple times now. And she goes from Prince Edward Island and she touches down in New Brunswick and then touches down again in Nova Scotia. So her trip is longer. So it's doable. Awesome. And I try to do a minimum of 2 kilometers. Sometimes I do 3, but that's a long time. That's like an hour and a half, like an hour and 15 minutes to do 3. Yeah. So usually I just do 2. But if I could, so it would take me all day.
Yeah.
But I think I could do
it. You can do it.
I really like swimming. I grew up kind of in a swimming pool. Oh. But it would overcome my fear of the ocean, I think.
Oh.
But it's not really.
I didn't know.
I have a small fear of Mother Nature. Of the ocean itself. Yeah. But the Northumberland Strait's protected by all that
By the land stuff, So you can barely see it.
Just beautiful.
You don't want to see the horizon of the ocean.
No, I don't. But I think I wouldn't. I would just be bobbing along, and Fred would come with me in a dinghy, and he could just give me some water. We'd probably have to bring one other person just to take care of us.
A harmonica player.
Yeah. So we probably have to wrap this up, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks again, Julie and Fred. Website, do you want to, I don't know, people know how to get
a little out of date, but we'll do an overhaul. That's the other thing I wanted to mention, Snell House, too. I've been listening to his newest record a lot lately, Lies on the Prize. It's a good one.
Awesome. And you might be coming back.
The reason I thought of him is because he's my webmaster.
Yeah.
That's why it was just like, oh yeah, Snell House. But I will be coming back. We'll be doing a tour either in June or in September.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Fun and drugs. Thank you. Good night.
Here is next with Radio Free Gak.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hopefully you enjoyed Julie Dwyer on here live in CITR Vancouver. Radio Free Geek starts now.